Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up? What up, family? We are here. We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is Raiju.
Hotel. My boy Rigani, assalamu alaikum. Brother Montour, a.k.a. Mufasa Rai.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, back again, y'all, for another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. Got a great show lined up. We've been, you know, kicking off 2020, you know, in a good light, so hopefully we can continue that. But before we get started, Queen Raiju and Brother Mufasa, do y'all have any announcements for the family, and how was y'all week?
Thanks for asking. I had a wonderful week. No announcements. No announcements for me.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for us?
Man, my week was fantastic. Highly favored. Highly favored. I didn't have to go to work. You know,
okay.
I'm chilling. I've been watching the playoffs today. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs for making it to the Super Bowl. Congratulations.
Oh, they won?
Yeah, they won. KC up in there. And we're going to see later on tonight if Green Bay or San Fran going to be taking them on. So shout out to KC. Shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Y'all know Monday is Martin Luther King holiday. Celebrations all over the country are going to be going down, several here in the St. Louis
yes,
area.
Indeed.
So I plan to get out and partake in some of those as well.
All right, no doubt. Okay, yeah, I did have a quick announcement before we get started on the show. And we may be talking about this in future shows, but I did want to put this out here. That, you know, the St. Louis, the top prosecutor in St. Louis, Circuit Attorney Kim Garner, filed a federal lawsuit basically against the city, claiming that it's a racist conspiracy going on, trying to remove her from office and stop her from doing her job. And she actually cited the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, which is, like I said, this is an unprecedented lawsuit that she's filing, you know, against the city and against some of the police unions or against the police union. So it's going to be more to come. You know, she was elected in 2016 and she actually started serving in 2017. And since then, you know, they've been giving her a hard time. And it all kind of stemmed from her going after the governor, then Eric Greitner, who, you know, was caught cheating and sending some illicit text messages or pictures of his lover, something to that effect. And she ended up going after them. They ended up dropping the case. But, you know, ever since then, they've been giving her a hard time, you know, and I just feel like, you know, a lot of people in the city really need to pay attention because she is the first black female prosecutor in the city, you know, and, you know, she needs the support of the city to continue to do her job. So she filed this lawsuit last week. It's kind of hot on the press, so, you know, we'll have more information to come. And, you know, we're going to try to discuss that coming up shortly here within the next couple of weeks. So, but I just wanted to put that out there because that did drop this week. You dig? And so you can check that out. It's Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner files a federal lawsuit alleging that the city and local police union worked together to force her out of office. All right. And without further ado, we're going to get into the show today. This should be a good show. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we get a lot of people, get some people to call up. The number is 929-477-1697. We are discussing recent comments by Lonnie Love. Okay, and for those who don't know, Lonnie Love is a black female comedian who is one of the hosts on one of these daytime talk shows. I don't really watch these shows, but, you know, this story has kind of, you know, popped up in the last couple of weeks or whatever. So we just got decided here on Collective Minds to talk about it. Lonnie Love is a, like I said, black female comedian who's one of the hosts of this show called The Real. And it's a daytime talk show where they sit, you know, and talk about different topics and different things going on. They were talking about comments that Joe Budden had made about Kevin Hart cheating on his wife. And I believe, Joe Budden was just like, he can understand why, how Kevin Hart could cheat, being that he's successful, he has a lot of money. You know, he's away from home all the time, doing a lot of traveling, and he can understand why he's cheating. Now, Lonnie Love goes on to say, and we want to just get this right, and then, you know, we can kind of go in on what she said. Okay, she said in regards to black men cheating, and this is, I quote, "I don't speak for the black community, but I do think a lot of black men, they really don't know how to have true, faithful relationships," end quote, she said. "They think because they have money, they have power, they can just treat women any kind of way." Okay, and then she goes on to say, she goes on to say, "It's not across the board, because what is happening is that we are still dealing with the point of slavery," Lonnie continued. "And we are descendants of slavery, and because our families were broken up, we still do not have an idea of how to have togetherness because our families were broken up." Okay, and those were her comments, and that sparked a whole lot of controversy. A lot of people had a lot of things to say about those comments. So we are asking the family today, you know, do y'all think that black men cheat more than other men? Do black men cheat more than other races of men? Is that what's going on out here? You know, do y'all agree with Lonnie Love comments? You know, give us a call. Let us know what you think. Again, this is Collective Minds Radio. This is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. And we'll get to the call lines here in a second. But before we do, as always, we're going to let the Collective Minds panel give their take on her comments, and then we'll go to the call lines. And, I'm interested to hearing what Queen Ryder and my brother Mufasa think about this. You know, we'll go to ladies first. Ladies first, like Queen Latifah said back in the day. You dig? Queen Rigel, what do you think what Lonnie Love has put out there in regards to black men being faithful?
Well, I'm going to do just three quick perceptions of this whole thing. First, her message and what it seemed that she was trying to convey. I understand that. Now, as far as me agreeing with her or not, it's more like I do think that all races of men, women cheat. men and women cheat. I do also believe that there is a perception, and I don't know if it's just based off of the community or the environment that I'm in, but I do recognize that there is a perception that it is glorified among black men cheating. So I think if you are, I guess, kind of deceived by that perception, then, yeah, one may make a comment and say, yeah, black men cheat most. Because I do believe that there is that perception out there. Whether it's true or not, I can't say. I think you will have to get down to the numbers. But I do know that all men of all races and women cheat. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay, just real quick before we get to Brother Mufasa. Now, you say you you kind of understand what she was trying
to get. Kind of, yeah, and I can
right.
go into
what,
that
what,
quick.
What message? Yeah, what was that she was trying to, what was she trying
well,
to say?
Well, and remember I said seemed that she was
right,
trying
seemed,
to
say. Exactly.
Because I exactly. can't, you know, I haven't had a conversation with her. But it seemed
right.
that she was just wanting to make a point that, you know, because she brought up the slavery and, you know, the damage that it had on the black community, which we all know and agree with that. That is a true statement. But I think the way that she wanted to mash them together, I see this a lot of times, and people who want to play victim, they'll use a true statement to support something that they may be going through, but it may not be totally related. But it was a way to find a way to relate to that, and that's what she did. She, you know, doctored it up with this true statement to relate it to what she was saying as far as, I think, like you said, she mentioned the comment. I think they were all, didn't it stem from the Joe Budden comment with Kevin? Then it kind of stemmed, it stemmed from that. So
yeah.
I think she was just basically trying to make the point that I think she was recognizing the perception that's out there, but not, unfortunately, identifying it with, you know, with the perception like I attempted to do. You know, I think she was just basically recognizing that, and she mentioned it without saying it in the proper content. So that's
okay,
how I
gotcha,
that's how I took it. I think if we were to, like, actually break things down with her, I don't know if she would necessarily agree with the way her message came across. I think she didn't convey it properly enough. But what I did get from it, and what it seemed like she was, is really the point that it seemed like she was just trying to make, is that she was just saying that black men do cheat, and this is why. She tried to use that true statement to get people to agree and to, you know, gain sympathy and have that understanding of what her message was, which is black men cheat. And I think what caused the problem, when the one young lady, the other co-host, said that the one co-host was saying, well, she think it's all across the board. And Lonnie stopped
right.
her right then. This is where she got in trouble. She stopped her and said, no, it's not across the board. That's what she brought up, the slavery. And I think psychologically it was used without her being aware. I think it was unconscious. That's because I think it's a lot of times it's done unconsciously when you want to try to gain sympathy or you want people to agree with you. You will use a statement that is true. And I think I even kind of talked about that with the Monique situation when she was asking everybody to boycott. It was like the stuff that she was talking about was also, yes, true statements, but it didn't necessarily apply to her situation that she was going through. You know, and I think that's the same way with Lonnie. She said, she sp- spoke about black men cheating, but then she used the slavery thing as a way to gain sympathy so that people can say, yeah, you know, that does make sense. That's true. Because that is, that's just true if you separate it. That is a true statement. But when you try to push them together, then that's when you got the confusion. And I think that's what happened. That's when you, that's what, you know, why she, you know, people was like, hold on now. You know, because those two things didn't go together. Yeah, they cheat, and but all men do. All, you know, not all men, but all races of men, you know, have that issue, and women.
Right.
But I'll stop it there. I'll stop it there.
All right. Yes, indeed,
no,
family.
No, stop. You're doing a fantastic job.
Yes,
I'm
indeed. That was.
She's on it.
Yeah, that was Queen Rigel. I'm Cosmic Kev, and we got our brother Bufasa about to come up. If you're just joining us, we are talking about comments made by Lonnie Love on the Real about black men being unable to be faithful in relationships, and she kind of put that or blamed it on the legacy of slavery. So we just asking, what do the family think about those comments? And we're going to let our brother Mufasa go in, and then we're going to get to the call line. So, my brother Mufasa, what do you think about those comments that Ms. Lonnie Love made?
Yeah, well, first I say, man, Sister Raja did a fantastic job with that. I like how you say perception, how you wrote that, the perception of what black men do. When we first brought this up, I was strongly on the side that, no, that's some BS. We don't cheat as much as other races of men. And as I thought about it some more, talked with a couple other people, did some more research, you know, I started pulling back from that a little bit. You know, and I guess to tie this in with what Roger said with the perception, and how it was glorified in our community, because I agree with that. I think cheating is glorified in our community. It's in our music, you know. It's growing up. I'm having to talk about my own experiences. Growing up, I mean, all my friends had multiple girlfriends. You know, it was the unknown to not have one. I'm just talking about the circle of dudes that I hung with. It was uncommon to not have a girlfriend. It was uncommon to have just one. So I'm just speaking on my situation. I'm not going to speak on all black men. That's mine. I was looking at, what's that, the Breakfast Club? I don't know if y'all saw when they talked about this. I thought that was an interesting study that the one female on that brought up, when she pulled up the percentages of from the Institute of Family Studies, and this study that they did said 28% of black men, of the black men they studied, cheated, compared to 20% of white men, 16% of Hispanic men. So if you're going off of their study, apparently it's something to that we do cheat more than other races of men. Now I want to add one more thing with this. I've always said, and this is not to go down into another topic, but I've always said that men are polygamous by nature. So sticking strongly with it, saying that we're cheating isn't really cheating. We're just doing what we do according to our nature. It is our nature to be with more than one woman. But the society that we're in conforms us, or tries to conform us, to being with one woman. But that's really not our nature. So a lot of us are just reacting and doing what's already in us. I mean, just think about it. If fellas will be completely honest with themselves, if their wife or their girlfriend was okay with them having other women and they could afford it, I'm sure they would be fine with it. They wouldn't say, no, sweetheart, no, I don't want another woman. No, they wouldn't beg her and say no. If they woman or wife told them, sweetheart, I'm cool with you getting another woman. And he could afford it. Eight out of ten men, in my opinion, gonna roll with it. So I'm already
even
saying,
if
like
he can't afford it, he just needs the permission.
Yeah, there you go. So a lot of men don't even need. He's exactly right. They just need that permission, and they're gonna roll with
like,
it. Yeah. So as far as the whole slavery thing, I'm not gonna beat up on her about her comments. I mean, it's probably something to that, you know. So I'm not gonna, you know, like I say, go in on her about her comments. As I listen to it more, it's some things. It's just some things we could talk about. There's probably something to that, but leaning more on my true feelings of men being polygamous by nature. It's already in us to have more than one female. And when it comes to black men doing it, man, I guess we just do it the best. We do it the best, so we do everything the best. Damn, did that come out of my mouth?
Oh,
y'all better
man.
Go ahead, Brother Kev. I'm going to fall back because I'm going to get in trouble on you.
I'm gonna let you have that one, my brother. But yeah, we gonna get to the call lines here in a second, family. But just real quick now, in regards to her comments, now I personally think she was way out of line, and I think she was doing what you call reaching. Right? She had made a statement, and then she was trying to reach for something to justify her statement, which was way out of context. You know, she was talking about, the question is, I guess, do black men cheat? Do some black men cheat? Well, yeah, but like Queen Roger was saying, it's not a racial thing. Men of a lot of races cheat. Like, it's not... I don't think black men have a monopoly on cheating. Like, we're the biggest cheaters. And I don't agree that it's promoted in our culture. I think what's promoted is men, conquering women. You know, my brother Mufasa mentioned that it's in our music. Yeah, it's in our music, but the people that's rapping about it are teenagers and in their 20s. You dig what I'm saying? These are young
as
people, young
were.
Men,
as we,
full, exactly,
as we once were,
right. But as you grow older and wiser, you do better. You grow better, you know better, you do better. So I don't think it's necessarily promoted as far as like that. I think as far as, you know, a man, conquering women or dating a lot of women, that may be promoted. But I'm not necessarily sure that a husband cheating on his wife is glorified in our community. It happens. You dig what I'm saying? But I think it happens in a lot of races. And specifically, she was talking about, successful men with a lot of money, powerful men. That's across the board. You see what I'm saying? That's across the board. Men who are successful, have a lot of money, and are married, that's across the board. They have more options. And then especially a black man, you put a black man in that position because we've been so marginalized and women, there's more women than men. You know, black men have you have more of an option if you're successful and powerful. Not to justify you cheating, but I can understand what Joe Budden was saying, how he can understand when Kevin Hart got caught up, how that could happen. Being that he's a black man that's successful, a lot of money, you know, you have, because you like the cream of the crop, you have certain women that could be throwing themselves at you. Right, and you have to be strong enough to resist those temptations. And like they say, the flesh is weak. So I think her comments was way off, and especially to tie it into slavery. Like, we know that slavery has caused problems as far as, trauma and things of that nature, you know, with the family being broken apart and things like that. And we have a lot of issues in our community that deal with black male and female relationships that do stem from slavery. However, I don't think infidelity is one that you can really tie into that. You know, I think, like I said, I think that's a big reach. And Willie D brought up a good point as well. He said, "Well, damn, what about the slave owners that used to cheat on their wives with some of the people that was enslaved? You know, with some of our ancestors was enslaved. We talking about married white men, slave owners, and their wives sleeping with males, females, children, you know, all this type of stuff. Why wouldn't, like, so what type of effect has that had on, you know, white relationships? You know, if we're going to go there and bring the slavery into it, that's why I think, you know, she was reaching with the comments. She was way offline. I think she kind of took it as an opportunity to throw black men under the bus. And from my understanding, she's dating a white guy. So that, I mean, that further kind of points to the point that she just wants to throw black men under the bus and get a pat on the head from a white boyfriend. You know, so I just think she was totally out of line. I think she was trying to get some brownie points from white people about throwing black men under the bus. But if we go talk about cheating, I mean, that's just a male and female thing. We could talk about it, but I don't think we have to put race into that, because we don't have really the statistics to back that. I know Mufasa said something about something he read, but who's to say when you get these statistics and stuff that, you know, some of these folks ain't lying? Like, we have to be careful when they pull these numbers about who said what, who admitted to cheating, who didn't admit. You know what I'm saying? So it's really no way to say that black men have a problem with being faithful in relationships. You know, that could just be a problem with male society. Again, our society pushes males to try to, you know, conquer as many women as you can, especially when you're in that, you know, you in that that stage of your life where you in your sexual prime, as they say. You know, that's part of the deal. But you know, I think I know a lot of black men that have been faithful. I'm married, 5-6 years. I've never cheated on my wife, so it's like it goes back to the individual and what that individual wants to do at the end of the day. And I don't think black men in general have a problem with committing. You feel me? So I'm going to leave it right there for now. I digress. If y'all want to respond, and then we'll get to the call lines. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to be – I'm going to make a plan. I'll just address a couple of things you said. Like about being, you know, that culture being represented with younger people. And going back to us as black men, we once were young black boys. And, yeah, we indulge in that type of lifestyle. And so that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, as we come up, this type of thing was promoted and infused in a lot of us, glorifying being a womanizer. If we're going to, you know, be honest, we had to grow and mature to a level of not wanting to cheat on a female and cheat on a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think for the most part, a lot of us, and like I say, I have to just still talk about my circle. As we were younger and we were coming up, we were molded and trained to respect our woman, our female half, I'll say, at that time. It took a lot of growing up and maturing to get to that point. And I want to add that money, when you said that she was saying that money, saying that men with power and money are ones that cheat. I mean, the money is gonna bring out in you what's already there. You know, if you a straight up alcoholic and you become rich, I mean, that just gives you the money to afford your habit. And if you're a womanizer, all they did is give you the money to support even more of your habit. So these things,
right,
like I say, in my opinion, has been instilled in us as we were as young men, and a lot of us had to mature and grow out of it. Some of us never do. And one last thing I say, the reason we have so many broken women right now, in my opinion, is because of what black men have done, our behaviors at growing up and hurting women at a younger age. We have to take responsibility for our actions and what we've done, you know, coming up. You know, and hopefully we can instill that in our younger, and our, you know, our children and younger men to not make the same mistakes that we have. But I'll leave it alone at that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, you know, I was kind of looking at the big context of just society in general, you know, because how many times have we seen, you know, a successful person, business owner, man, who hires the pretty secretary, or he cheating with a secretary, or the maid, or, you know, the babysitter. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just think this is a thing that men do in this hyper sexualized culture that we have, where, you know, women are the object of conquering. Like, that's what you want to conquer and sort of a speak. And I just think that's just part of society. Yeah, we had a president that cheated on his wife. You dig what I'm saying? We've seen, you know, like I say, multiple times where the boss cheated with the secretary or the maid or whatever. So, you know, I just think that it's across the board when we talk about, you know, we want to stay with American culture. So I don't want to just, you know, for me personally, I wouldn't just put that on black culture. I think that's just an American male thing. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, and again, but, you know, again, yeah. I'm definitely not putting it on black culture, but if I'm going to be totally honest and true, I do have to acknowledge the fact that there is a perception out there, that at least that I see. Everybody may not see it, but there is a perception that I notice amongst black men when it comes to women, because I think they perceive men, like you said, as conquering women. So if that's what they tend to show, it's like if they're not showing that black man that's not cheating, then that perception is not being promoted out there. It's, you know, the video, just, we have all these different women. You don't just, a lot of times they don't have one woman just, you know, dancing. It's multiples all around them, just loving them, just dancing all around them, you know, even if it's just symbolic to background dancers. And then when it relates to a lot of the R&B songs, they may have one lead lady or two lead ladies, but the content of the music a lot of times is, baby, I'm sorry, I ain't gonna do it again, I cheated on you, she don't mean nothing. You know, it's all those types of lyrics too. So it's the drama. So like I said, I'm not saying that I agree with her. I'm not saying that is true. I do also know, if I'm going to be honest again, that men and women cheat of all races.
Right.
You know, the men got to be cheating with somebody. You know, so the women cheat and the men cheat, but I still have to also recognize that perception that is thrown out there that could unfortunately mislead someone into thinking that. You know, like we both acknowledge, we don't have the stats to actually say these are the actual real numbers, you know, but that perception is strong enough out there for me to actually recognize that, yeah, they do try to, you know, make it be perceived that is what happens, you know. amongst the black race.
All right, all right. Yes, indeed, family. If you're just joining us, I'm Cosmic Kev. That was just Queen Rigel. We got our brother Mufasa on as well. And we are talking about the comments made by Lonnie Love about, black men cheating. As she's saying, it's not across the board because we're dealing with the point of slavery and families were broken and black men just don't know how to keep it together, to not be cheaters, you dig? So we discussing these comments. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Let's hit the call lines and see what the family talking about.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, y'all taking me first so you can hurry up and get rid of me.
Oh yeah, we take you first, we take you last. You always got something. We can't win for lose. We just make sure we get you in.
Right, we just get you in. Oh boy. Man, it's nice and warm down here. Y'all got snow on the ground?
No.
Ooh, no, don't even say the
S word. Freezing. Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
No snow. It's freezing out there.
Well, I feel for you. But anyway, and I'm going to try to hit on the things you mentioned. You talked about Kim Gardner. You're absolutely right. Kim Gardner going after a state-elected governor, starting a political storm, is why she, I think, is one of the major reasons that she's in problem, having problems. I don't know who put her up to do that. But if Kim ever came in and went on and done the job she was elected to, I think everything would have been cool. But, you know, just like people have told me when they talk about, I talk about that Donald Trump is pointing out the fake media and so on and so on. People say, well, you don't want to make enemies with the media when you're a politician. Well, when you're a prosecutor, you don't want to make enemies with the police because they are the determining factor of the success of your position. If you don't have no cordial relationship with the police that's going out apprehending and bringing in, then your job as a prosecutor is grossly handicapped. And that's the problem she has. But we can look a little bit further. Kim Fox, the black female prosecutor, first one in Cook County, Illinois. She's having problems. One is the fact that what she did with that Jesse Smollett case, people are on her about that. Then you got the other female up there in, Baltimore?
Baltimore,
Maryland.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name. What's her name?
I want to say not Mo. It may be Mosby.
Mosley. That's it. Kim Mosley.
Yeah.
And something all these women is Kim some. What's going on with this stuff? Must be a conspiracy. All right.
Well, look, this is what we going to do, Pete. We go get into this topic hopefully next week, and we going to discuss it a little bit more. Because I do have some responses to what you just said, but if I respond, we'd probably be going another 30 minutes talking about it. So we kind of wanted to stick with, what we're talking about today. But
yeah,
let's stick on that one.
All right, then you make mention of Martin Luther King. I'm not celebrating this holiday. I'm going to tell you why. Because you had these denigrative attacks on Columbus Day, President's Day, and other people of ancient history, old history, should I say. And, you know, people are going to turn around and retaliate against those that you celebrate, if you being a particular group or organization that make fun of, ridicule, and attack of their heroes. I mean, that's that tit for tat, right? You see up in Kansas City, Missouri, where the city voted to take down the name, the street signs, that they replaced Truce Boulevard with Martin Luther King street signs. So the city said, no. People came out and voted and said, no, put it back like it was. That's that tit for tat. And this thing about slavery, man, my goodness, when did that ever end? We like associate everything with slavery. And I was looking at a chart the other day.
Just for the record, it wasn't us collectivizing any of the hotels.
I know it. I'm talking about the lady. I can't even think of her name.
Lonnie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's the thing. If blacks had slave plantations, did the black slave masters have relationship with his slave women? Nobody never talks about that. It's just like in the movie Harriet.
Because there wasn't that many of them.
Regardless, if it was, we don't know where it was. There was a lot of black plantations now.
No, but not in
South Carolina.
It was still the minority. No, it was still less.
Exactly.
Well, not in Louisiana, it wasn't. Because 28%.
No, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. That okay, if you want to huddle 10 people over on Natural Bridge and then sprinkle the rest of them out around the St. Louis City, it don't matter. It's still, when you get down to the nitty-gritty and you count them all up, they're still less.
Well, here's the thing. You have to look at the area where it goes on. In Louisiana, the New Orleans area, about 30% of free blacks had slaves. I mean, that's what the census says. You go over to South Carolina, anywhere between 10,000 to 30,000 black slaves were held by black slave, black plantations. Now, you want to, I've argued with some people about that. Well, they was only a minority in the country. Well, some parts of the country didn't have slaves at all. So you have to look at the area in which it happened. And
right.
We know that it happened.
And you have to look at both.
No, you can't. I can't compare the cost of your housing in St. Louis with that of San Francisco or that of New York. Because you're paying $3,000 a month in San Francisco. In St. Louis, you're paying probably $700.
Yeah, that's fine. That's one aspect. But they're still homes. They're still real estate. It's still property, which is that's everywhere. It's so, yeah.
All right, let's look at this.
I acknowledge, it's both. You have to consider both.
Let's look at this statistic now. I'm going to see how you try to water this down. Black women are the least choice of the four major ethnic men in this country. One, whites, Asians, and Hispanics. I mean three. Asians, Hispanics, and whites choose black women least over any other woman. And on this argument that this woman is putting for, 20% of black male marriages are to white women. So where in the heck did the slave...
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. 20%. Yes, it is, Kevin. No. Let's put some money on it.
That's a high.
Let's put some money on it.
Put some money on it. Let's put some money on it.
Yeah, I would have to see those numbers. I don't think those
numbers are as high. Matter of fact, I think I sent them to you. I sent them to Collective. I sent them to you. I post them on Facebook. Look at the charts.
That was on Facebook.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See that, Mustafa? So you telling Mustafa he's drunk? Mustafa looked at it.
No, I think you might have.
20% of black males now are marrying white women. You have about 8% of black females doing so. But as I said to you before, when you look at the chart, she is the least desirable of the other ethnic groups, the Hispanics, the Asian, and the white males. I didn't do that.
Why?
Anyway.
Why is it?
I don't know. Maybe because she considers herself being a queen, a powerful. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think times are changing because.
Be a powerful queen.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Tyler, so much. Continue to miss
All right.
Yeah, we Right on. We appreciate you calling. We're going to get this tomorrow.
I couldn't wait to hear that.
Man,
I couldn't wait to hear that.
Because she considered herself to be a powerful queen.
She's too strong.
Right.
Too strong. She don't know when.
Right.
But that kind of goes into that topic we had before, though, with the other young lady who was saying that you know, Mr. Clinton, who did that article saying that, she was on the Gardener. We tried to get her on as a guest. She didn't want to speak about the article she wrote about when she was saying that she don't get picked by black men.
Oh, because she was dark skinned or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Which,
yeah,
like I said,
yeah,
when we did that show, I don't think that's true, and I think
I think black women.
Yeah. I think black women are desirable. Now, as far as... See, here's the thing.
So desirable by me.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, black men, historically...
I love them.
Especially a lot of successful black men have dated outside their race, not to get off topic. But the majority in mass, black women have stuck with the black man. We just got to be real on that. The black woman has stuck with the black man because even if you look at back in the day, you didn't see a lot of black women dating a lot of white men. And even those statistics that the caller just named, I think those are kind of high where he said 20% of black men date white women. I think that's kind of high. In mass or the majority of the time, black men and black women are still dating each other and are still marrying each other.
Let me ask you this real quick, though, Ted. Because you said in the past, you know, you were saying in history, but what about now? Is it true that the black woman now is falling away or breaking away from black men because of exactly what we're talking about on this show right now, because of the things we have put black women through? Is there a fall off now? Are they falling away from us?
I think they are. I think some are, but I think it's an agenda, right? Because we got to look at how powerful Hollywood and how powerful the media is. We're starting to see that a lot more on TV, in commercials. You see a lot of black women with white men. You start to see these movies that are being made where they're trying to push that particular agenda. So I don't necessarily think it's because of the black men's behavior, because I think our behavior has been, you know, pretty consistent. If we want to talk about, you know, from the 60s up through the 80s to now, I think it's been pretty consistent. But I think the agenda to where they're pushing black women with white men, I think that agenda has revved up a little more. So I think when you push that agenda through media, the masses, it just kind of follows through, you know, through the population and through the people. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I think.
That's for the black woman. I hope the black woman can chime in on this. Hope we got some black women call in and chime in on this.
Yes, indeed. Let's get to the call line. Get off topic, family, but we are talking about the Lonnie Love comments that she made about black men being unfaithful or being cheaters in their marriage, and she kind of linked it to slavery. So we're talking about those comments. Do you guys think that black men cheat more than any other race of men? You know, call us up, let us know what you think, 929-477-1697. All right, let's hit it, Roger. Let's see what's up.
Area code 319-572. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, Mufasa.
What's up, my brother?
The 49ers got to take it tonight. They got to.
We can make a side bet.
We can't let them Packers in there. But
we'll make a bet. Texas.
I say more people cheat today because they're growing up without morals. Fathers telling them, hey, so they're being raised by women, and women can't. It's hard for a woman. And a reason, and then another reason why a lot of the black women are sitting on the back burner is because of their damn attitude.
So
that's
what,
why
so
the white girl
look,
coming in
saying?
Because the white girl more docile. She'd be one. Okay, honey, you come home to a black woman. Where you been? Rub my feet. I've been at work. Rub my feet. No.
So what's your first statement, though? Are you saying that's more in our community? The first statement you said. Or are you saying that's for men in general?
It's just men not growing up with morals.
And you're not talking about just black men. You're talking about all men, though, right?
Yeah, all men.
Or do you think it's more so?
All men, man, because most of the men nowadays that are ones that keep, as they say, out there cheating are young. They grew up without their fathers around. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And it goes, but women cheat just as much as men.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If not men. And plus, another thing is, there's a difference between the point of view of a man's cheating and a woman's cheating. A man, you cheat on a man if you have sex. A woman, you're cheating if you meet a woman for a cup of coffee.
You got that right.
Dang.
So,
dang.
I meet a woman for a cup of coffee, I'm cheating. but there's no sex, no nothing involved, just conversation.
Okay. Eye contact is cheating.
See, a man don't have to touch a woman. All you gotta do is look. All you gotta do is look at that big bubble butt walking by. He gonna get smacked in the face. Quit
cheating. You done cheated.
I told you, you're cheating in your mind.
Yeah. These are facts. These are facts. We gotta break down what this cheating is all about. Cheating. I mean, come on, man.
Right. I mean, cheating for me is just sexual intercourse.
I'm cheating because I'm sneaking and spending money at Lowe's.
Yeah, dang.
Yeah, that's what he called.
Look, if you even look at a porno video, you cheat.
See? And there's nothing physical involved. It's all mental with women.
Dang.
If you look at
men is like I didn't cheat. I didn't see my thing in her.
I need to go apologize to my wife.
Met her for some coffee. Could have been about a job promotion.
Right, but I mean, for me, like I say, for me, cheating is sexual intercourse. Anything outside of that, I don't.
See, that's us males' point of view.
Right.
Females have a whole different point of view of cheating.
You might
there's
be
a whole
right.
book for women right. when it comes to cheating. Men, there's just one thing: did you sleep with them? No. Okay, you didn't cheat.
Right. Right.
A woman, you looked at him, you cheated. You had a thought, you
right.
cheated.
Yeah, hey, I think
you
had your lips, right? Right, you done backed him up, right? Why
you
licked
your lips
up
for another woman, you cheated.
If you exchange phone numbers, you cheated like
you
a mother.
You even say hello. You even say hello, you cheated.
Hey, look, it's funny
if you're a man and you don't want to be accused of cheating, when you see another woman, look at the floor. Look down at the floor. Then you're cheating with the floor.
Right, look, it's funny y'all said that because I told my wife that I was changing my primary doctor, my primary care physician, and I told her she
for
was a female. Yeah, she gave me a look like,
was she
what
Q?
Are you doing? I'm
is
like,
she cute?
I'm like, look, it's just a doctor. Like, she's not finna be like.
But she gave me a look
like,
is she
cute?
Yeah, you need to get a male doctor. I say, wow. So it's interesting y'all said that.
All right, I'm going to let y'all get to the next caller.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, caller.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And then another thing we got to keep in mind, we'll get to the call lines in a second. Another thing we got to keep in mind, when it comes to stuff like cheating, we got to remember this is supposed to be like backdoor. This is like hidden stuff. So a lot of people that even may cheat or do something like this is not business that you just put out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff is hidden. It's taboo. To a certain degree. So a lot of people, you know, don't talk about it, or they just, you know, they take some of these secrets to the grave with them. You know, that's why we got to look at some of these statistics where they say, oh, this amount of people cheated and this amount didn't, because there could be some in that didn't pool that just didn't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there, that this is, when we talk about cheating, it's something that's behind closed door type of thing that's not really spoken of, you know, publicly a lot, unless somebody end up getting called like a celebrity or something like that, yeah. And they put it on Front Street, you know. Yeah, family,
so
if you just join this collective mind, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, so if it's I know Mufasa, he feels like men are naturally polygamous by nature, and they just have to be shamed into being with one woman. So is that why when they cheat, they just have to do it in secret, because why they don't just say, well, hey, you know, I did it and that's it. You know, it's like
right.
Like you were saying, they have to. You know, they don't want to talk about it. They do it, and they shun. It's like, okay, you did it. So it's like, so you did something wrong? Is that why you're not, you know, open about it? It's like, that's the only way you don't want to be open about something, is because it was wrong.
Right.
So
well,
wrong,
I think.
Right?
Yeah, I think part of that is it's frowned upon in society. You know what I'm saying? Society looks at it as a bad thing. So I think it's wrong. Now, on the other hand, if a person is up front, like, look, I have another girlfriend and the partner is okay with it, I don't consider that cheating. You know, if all parties agree that this is what's going on, I don't necessarily consider that cheating. You know, but I think when it comes to cheating in this society, it's frowned up on. That's why a lot of men or a lot of people in general just kind of, you know, keep it in the closet or keep it under wraps, because it's frowned up on by society. You know, yeah, that's kind of how I see that one. But yeah, if you just join us, family, it's Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about do black men cheat more than other men? You know, this stems from some comments that Lonnie Love made on The Real. She got a lot of backlash about the comments that she had made, and you know, a lot of people was getting at her based on what she said. So we're just trying to chop it up and figure out, do black men cheat more than any other race of men? And I say no. You dig? I say emphatically no.
I say we do it the best.
No, we don't want to do that, man.
I'm just saying,
we don't
want to
do that the best. You know, you gotta repair the black male image.
I'm sorry.
Work on it.
I'm sorry.
We gotta be upright out here. You know, control our sexual desire, you dig? Control our desire.
Let's see what's up with this.
Yeah, let's hit the call lines and see what's going on. We down to the last half hour of the show. Hit us up, 929-477-1697.
Okay, code 314. Let me start this thing over. Area code 314-498. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Hello, y'all.
Hey, how you doing?
Personally, how y'all doing? I personally do not agree with Lonnie. I don't agree with much she says, but this I don't agree with. I think men of all races just cheat and women cheat. Not just
black men
cheat more than any other race. I don't believe in that. I believe that Lonnie probably thought the man that love her or care for her if he just happened to be a white man. So now she has all of her feelings about black men. But I don't think that's correct at all. And when it comes to cheating, what's the definition of cheating for you in your relationship? Because for me personally, if I'm not married to you, I really don't owe you anything unless we have had that verbal discussion ahead of time before we enter into a relationship. Just because I'm in a relationship with you doesn't mean that I'm going to be monogamous. Did we discuss this ahead of time? Those are my thoughts. Are people discussing what their expectations are, or do you just automatically assume because you and I are together and I didn't give you a little tail, now we just one-on-one? Who said
it? Right. Yes, indeed. Hey, that is a great, great point, caller. Yes, indeed.
So that's
because
just my point of view on it.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, caller. Right on.
Before you release the call, I just want to ask you a quick question. Let me ask you a quick question. Because this tied into something that I mentioned earlier, or was thinking about earlier, tying in the relationship between black men and black women. You know, what is the issue? Do you think there is an issue between black men and black women that, you know, what we need to work on? Or you think we good?
No, we're not good. But it starts with communication. And a lot of people in any relationship, if you're black or white, black on black, whatever the case may be, we don't know how to communicate with each other. Most people listen to just respond. They don't listen to hear the other person out. So then when you start talking, it's, oh, you nagging, you bitching, you trying to start an argument, when basically you just trying to say how you feel, and then someone tell you, oh, no, that ain't right. You can't feel like that. You can't tell a person how to feel. How they feel is a valid point. You can't tell somebody else how what you did doesn't make them feel a certain type of way. So it's all about communication. And I think that's what we lack at in a relationship. Me, I don't date outside my race. I love my black men. And I have been cheated on, and I have been the cheater. I've been married. So we went both ways with that, you know. But the thing about it is we had poor communication, you know, and we had things that we didn't want to work through. We avoided it until it just disappeared into the air, as we thought anyway. But it's a lot of things that we need to work on if we want to build strong relationships with our black men and black women, and black men need to do the same with their black women. If you choose to date outside your race, that's fine. That's your prerogative. I can't knock you for that. But my thing is, I'm not going to say that black men cheat more than any other race. When you could just watch any show, overhear a conversation somewhere out and about, or read something on the internet, that you know that all races cheat.
That's right.
It's just that black men are put out there on the forefront for some particular reason. That reason, I don't know. I don't know why they put out there. I don't know if it's just to demean them even more than what they already do down on a daily basis. But it's just put out there on a higher basis than white men. We know white men cheat. You're not going to say that they don't.
Yeah, it's to demean, and it's to drive a wedge between black men and black women, in my opinion.
But you have to allow that wedge to be driven. If you want to be open to that dialect, it's because you have a little bit in you that believe it as well. So that's why you allow that to happen. But if you stay strong in what you believe in, people can say what they want to say, but you're not going to believe them. You got to go by what you know and what you want to believe in.
That's right. Yes, indeed.
Appreciate you. Yes, appreciate you, Carla. Right on.
Thank you, Carla. Yeah, she made some good points. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it made some good points, and I think that's the main takeaway. When we have these, you know, relationship shows, that is the main takeaway is communication, right? We have to communicating with each other. We have to be putting it out there. And like you said, when it comes to cheating and whatnot, that's up to the individuals and their relationship. What do you define as cheating? You know, what's going on? Are y'all communicating? Like you say, just because y'all slept together, are y'all all of a sudden monogamous now? Like, is that what it is? Y'all just assume that we in a monogamous relationship because we slept together? No, we have to communicate. We have to put things out there. Well, I don't like this. This is cheating to me. This ain't cheating, and so on and so forth. So, you know, shout out to the caller for bringing that up. Those are some very good points. And, you know, it comes down to the communication and what those individuals deem as cheating and how do they move forward, you know, within that relationship. So, yeah, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's hit the call lines and see what's popping with the family. We've been having some good calls. We got back on track. You dig? We hopped off the track for a minute. Now we back
it
on track.
It is what it
and
is.
We are discussing, you know, do black men cheat more than any other race, as our sister Lonnie Love said. Let's hit it
area
up.
Area code 314-568. Caller, you are on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
No, I actually tuned in to the show a little late, so I'm just listening and trying to catch up on everything. But I will say real quick, I don't necessarily think that that stigma is correct, my personal opinion, but that's about it.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a broad statement to say that, okay, it's just because of, you know, black men, culture and related to slavery. I don't think that's necessarily correct, like I stated before, because I think it's just an American thing, and I think people in general, men and women, cheat for whatever reason, you know, and I don't think it's necessarily that black men cheat more than anybody else. I just don't think that's true. And y'all were speaking about, well, you know, why do they put that on a black man? We know that in this society, all the ills of the society are pushed onto black people. You know, we commit the most crime for, you know, they say, we do this. We got the highest blood pressure. We got the highest liver disease. We got the highest whatever. All the ills of society are kind of pushed on us. So this is just one more thing that they try to push on us. And then, two, like Mufasa said, it's a way to draw the wedge between the black man and the black woman, or try to at least. You know, they want to try to break up that dynamic of, you know, black love that we have. You know, so that's how I kind of look at it. This is just another way of kind of, you know, throwing the worst parts of society
onto
black
culture. It's a way of doing it. Do you think it's working?
It may work for some. Like the caller said, it may work for some if those people that may have those doubts. But I think for the most part, like I say, the majority black men are going to stick with black women and vice versa on the majority. You know, now when you talk about successful black men, they may, you know, start to go outside their race, but I think for the most part, you know, black men and black women are going to stick together. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we only got each other at the end of the day. You know, we ain't got no friends. I don't think we got no allies. It's just us at the end of the day. So we have to make it work. It's imperative, you know, on the future of black people that black men and black women make it work. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, that's why I agree with what what the caller said about communication and, you know, us bringing up what is cheating to you. You know, like I said earlier about the whole nature thing, me, myself, like I say, I still look at us men as being polygamous by nature. So if you know your nature and you can get, and you're in a relationship that other partner is with it, then, you know, it's all good. Y'all on the same page with that. As long as we can communicate to each other and make sure that we don't turn on each other, I think it's win-win. But the communication is the key. See, this whole cheating thing, and that's what I said earlier, too, when I was saying a lot of this started as we were young. We were young and we were kids and just lying. You know, it's what you do when you're a little kid. You always lie. You got to lie about this, lie about that, because you ain't fully grown. Once you grow up and mature, you know, you can learn how to stand, hopefully, you learn how to stand on your truth. So I have to use that word mature, not just getting up in age, but you have to mature, mature enough to be able to stand on your truth. And if you want to be with other people, you have to communicate that. If you're with someone and you're willing to stay with that person, just them, and that's what they want you to do, and you care about them that much, then do that. But that was a big thing of saying communication. Communication is definitely the key.
Yes,
to
indeed.
Relationships and keeping relationships strong and healthy.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let me look. I want to read a couple tweets from people that responded to what Lonnie Love said, just to get some context, and then we let y'all respond. This is a tweet from @ the Tortons TV, and it says, "As a black woman, all my life I've only known honorable black men. My black husband, who is an attorney, is my best friend and business partner. He is so good to me. Loyalty is a character thing, not a color thing. Love who you love, but stop generalizing and bashing our brothers." Okay. And here's another one. This is from Lieutenant Dot James @ Sergeant John Bull is his Twitter. "Damn, Lonnie, really? That's how you feel about black man, about the black man? Wow. Well, my parents, who are black, have been together since the early 70s. Me, myself, has been with my wife for 17 years. Never cheated on her, and this is coming from a black man." Okay. Let me get one more. Okay, one more. This is Blacklight # Ados # lineage, not melanin. What's even more shocking is the idea that millions of black women sit at home watching and talk and taking this in, and her criticizing black men while being in a relationship with a white man with children from a prior relationship is a kind of real life slave play. Ooh. So as you see, they this is from the Griot, by the way. You can, you know, go find this online. This is the Griot. They did an article on what Lonnie Love said, but they pulled a lot of articles that was going in on her and basically defending black men and black people, and like, how dare you make those comments on that show? You know, you one of the few black women that's on that show, so you would think you would be the one sticking up for black men, you know, having our back, you know, sticking up for the culture, for black society. But no, you went the opposite direction, and Lonnie Love took it upon herself to take jabs at black men and say we cheat the most. So we, you know, it's you know, we have a monopoly on cheating, so to speak. So, you know, I just wanted to read that. And, you know, y'all can respond. A lot of they was kind of going in on her and defending their, you know, position. Did y'all have a response to that?
Yeah.
Or we can get go to the call line. We can get one last call if we can squeeze it in.
Okay, yeah, well, we can squeeze in one more call. Area code 314. 314. 833. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio? Do you have a question or a comment?
Just a little slight comment. I didn't hear her say what she said, Lonnie Love, on, well, I can't think of the name of the show. And I'm kind of like the earlier. I don't agree with a lot of stuff Lonnie said. But Lonnie is dating her, I think, a white guy now. So she would say something like that. Why are you defending what you're doing? That's what she's doing. She's actually dating this white man. So now she's trying to low-rate the black men because it's not true, because I believe myself personally all races have some tendency of cheating.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't just say, no, all black men, but Lonnie, if you're comfortable with your white man, don't low-rate the black men. I don't think that she should do that because you chose that. That's what you chose. Be comfortable and deal with it instead of trying to say, all black men cheated. That's your excuse for saying that's why I don't date them, because you date who you want to date. But if that's what you want to do, I just don't feel like you should try to come at a black men.
That's right.
Because
exactly.
I think that's what I always say. It's a choice. With whatever choice you make in life, you have to deal with that with your maker, your God, whoever you serve. So your choice is what you make in life should be the choice that you live with and be comfortable with. Because I say that about some of the people that's mixed races. I see those couples like that, like they're not comfortable with who they are with. I see, like, the gay with the race. If you're gay, you're dating a woman, you should feel comfortable in what you do because that's what you believe that you believe in. So that's why I say I just think people just make excuses for what they're doing or trying to say something to defend what they're doing. Who cares? Is that who you date and who you love? So I think she should have kept her mouth shut. I didn't hear her, but just listening to you all, I just think that was inappropriate, and I agree with the earlier caller. A lot of stuff I don't agree with what she says anyway. So, and they say they are the real. Really? Okay. Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. Right on, caller. You can drop the bomb for that. Right. They say they are the real. I don't think so. That's all. The faith. They should be the faith.
I don't think so.
But no. The caller made great points, because that is one of my pet peeves, right? Pet peeves. I don't care who you date. Like, if you date outside your race, that's cool. No problem. Date who you want to date. But I don't like when people date outside their race, then they want to dog their race. And I mostly see it coming from, I'm going to just put that out there, black men. You know, they may say, well, I date white women because black people or black women's attitude or black women this, black women that. No, fam, don't do that. If you go date outside your race, cool, do what you do, but don't bash black women or black men because you choose to date outside your race. Don't do that. Just date outside your race and say, this is my preference. This is who I want to date or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the caller made some good points, because I do not like when people do that. And Lonnie Love was kind of doing that. It appears that she was doing that, trying to justify her situation by saying, well, black men have a problem with being faithful, so I'm over here on this side. No, you just on that side because that's what you wanted to do. They're like, just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? So great call on that one. You feel me? So, yeah, we down to the last 10 minutes. I don't know. What y'all think? Can we get another call in or what y'all want to do?
We can try to do one more. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Area code 314. Area code 314-262. Call me on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a comment. Oh, wow. That was really easy.
Thanks for calling in, caller.
Yes, indeed, caller.
Can I confirm 262-0681?
Yes. Yes, it's you calling.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Wow. Hey. I do have a comment. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, and not only relationships, but you have to remember your first relationship, which it was with your mom and your dad. Some people never was in a home or raised in a house with their mom and dad. So relationship to me starts with either your mother or your father. Now, me, I had more relationship with mom than I did dad. So when I say relationship now, I had to realize now I'm back at a point where I'm taking care of mom and dad now. I ventured off, yes, I did, trying to find me. But once I found me through the relationship with my parents growing up, I was born in 1973. I'm 46 years old. So, you know, I'm in there, in that era.
Congratulations, so, yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm in that era where I was raised a little bit. You know, I had some consequences that mama said this and mama said that, because you got to realize our ancestors back when I was with my parents, they picked cotton. They was born from Mississippi.
Right.
And you know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? So they
yeah.
have to struggle. They struggle. So it's like, okay, yeah. now I know my parents struggled, but I don't have to struggle. But I do
that's
yet
right.
struggle. You see what I'm saying? So back to what I was saying, okay. So in as far as relationship, as a woman or a male, like I say, it goes back to where you were raised. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Some people didn't get the true fact. Some people were raised, you know, they didn't get it. And some people got
that's
it. But I'm glad
right.
I was the one that got it. Because guess what? I was drugged to church every Sunday to Sunday, sung in the choir, did all this stuff. So I know the ritual. And see, we have to go back to the ritual, where the era where we came from. It's always a ritual. So
right.
what ritual were you raised in? But you have to know to defer, you know, you have to learn to separate what was really true and what's not. So if you got the common sense to know it, and that's what it boils down to, common sense. Okay, so relationship-wise, I've been in a relationship with so many men and being raised with my parents, how we raised us, I wasn't that happy-go-lucky hoe. I was always the one to just sit back and just wait a minute, okay? If a man come to me, you know, and all of that, I did. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit back and wait. I ain't finna just. So I've been in only two relationships in my life now, and I'm 46 years old. I was married at 19. That union lasts till 19 years. Okay, after 19 years, I just got out of a relationship. It was complicated now after 10 years. I'm like, so I wasted a lot of time in my life trying to find myself in somebody else. But right now, I'm going to tell you how the God honest truth. And when I say God, I ain't talking about no sky daddy. I'm talking about the God within me that, no, I am a God. I'm taking over
there
that control.
Go.
You see what I'm saying? I'm taking control. I'm my God of my own destiny, baby. You can't tell
that's
me
right.
what to do and when to fly and when to fry a fucking egg and fry some bacon. Because you hungry.
That's right.
I ain't got to be hungry. I could be hungry for knowledge. I ain't just got to be hungry off of no natural food sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hungry for who I am and what I'm learning. So, yeah, relationships are deep now, y'all. I'm telling you. You have to learn. And I'm going to say this. This is the real honest God's truth that I learned. And when I say God, like I said before, the God within me, I am. So it's about you, self-preservation, until you find
you.
You can't make nobody else happy until you learn how to make you happy. And then when somebody else cross your path, if they can't meet that interception, that fork in the road, yes, sir. Come on. Question me, because I didn't
just
talk.
Let me ask you
this. Let me ask you this. We're down to 6 minutes. Make it quick. Make it plain.
We got to wrap it up. Because we got to wrap
make
it up.
Plain.
I'm going to ask you this real quick.
Do you feel that black men cheat more than other races of men? Let's get, you know, make it real quick.
Make it plain, Carla.
Black men and black women cheat more. Because, like I said, we're trying to find, everybody's trying to find themselves. Everybody's trying to find their kingdom of heaven within. So who cheat more? I would say women.
I
would say women.
Okay. Well, we're going to dive back
because
in that
we
later.
Are the,
we are the caregivers.
We are the givers of, I would say black women.
Interesting.
We had to do a part two and get back with you on that one, Carl. Hey, thanks for calling in because we got to wrap it up.
Right.
We appreciate you. And we're going to talk again on that one.
And then I'm a researcher, so why I said black women. Go ahead. Call me back. That's fine. I just had to get that in for a minute. I appreciate your time. All right.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, Carla.
All right.
Peace. Yes, indeed. All right. So Collective Minds Radio, another great show, another good topic. We kind of broke it down. I'm going to let y'all get the last word. Mufasa and then Queen Raja, we're going to let y'all go. Hello, y'all there? Are we still on? Can you hear me now?
I was going to let y'all
wrap it up. We down to the last 4 minutes. I was going to let y'all wrap it up. I was just saying a great show. You know, thanks to all the callers and listeners.
I'm gonna make it plain too. I'm still, as far as do we cheat more than other races of men? It's hard for me to say a yes or no based off what we said earlier about how you define cheating. I hate that I'm straddling the fence now, but listening to everybody's conversation, what everybody had to say is really making me want to think more about this subject. One thing I'll say is, I'm definitely interested in repairing the relationships and the dynamics between the black man and black woman. So we need to continue to have this conversation. And, that's all I want to say right now. I want to rebuild the black man and black woman up and repair our relationships. So if we are cheating more than other races, communicate, let us know, so help us work on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally, still for the same way. And everybody did make some really good points, though, all the callers called in. But to me, like I said, it still seems as if, though, like I said before, it still stands. All race cheat, both men and women. It's hard to, put a ruler and measure who's in the lead or not. But I do also, like I said before, recognize the fact that there is a perception that that being with multiple women and more than one woman seems to be glorified in our community to me. So I still see that. But
you don't think that's glorified in just in general, just real quick? You don't think that's glorified in just the American men?
No, I see it a slight difference. I'm not going to say no to that question, but I do still see a difference. And when you're speaking of it as a whole, and then when I'm speaking of it as the community, there is, to me, a difference there. Again, a good conversation. We can go on and on and say more and more about this. So I just like to thank everybody. And ask everybody to continue to support us and tune in with us next Sunday.
That's right.
6 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central
Standard
Time. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, feel free to send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Peace. Look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
stand on your square. We on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The